This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 48 for Friday, September 2nd. Ice canola futures were on the rise on Friday due to support from comparable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $5.10 at $8.17.10 per ton. The January contract is up $3.50 at $8.24.50 per ton. The Chicago soy complex has turned around and is up sharply today with spillover coming into canola. More support is coming from gains in European rapeseed, but there are losses in Malaysian palm oil. The surge in global crude oil prices has moderated a fair bit, but they're still lending support to vegetable oils. Warm temperatures with no rain are highlighting the long weekend weather forecast for the prairies. The Canadian Grain Commission reports nearly 122,000 tons of canola was delivered by producers during the week ended August 28th. That's down slightly from the previous week. Canola exports of almost 21,000 tons tumble by about two-thirds, while domestic usage falls 60% at 65,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 76.14 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 75.95. StoneX is forecasting United States soybean yields at 51.8 bushels per acre, up from its previous call of 51.3. StoneX puts U.S. corn yields at 173.2 bushels per acre, down from its earlier projection of 176. Brazil reports its August soybean exports totaled 6.16 million tons, down almost 5% from a year ago. Brazil corn exports last month came to 7.55 million tons, jumping 74% from the previous August. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract gains 26 cents at 14.20.5 per bushel. October soy oil rises 2.67 cents at 67.94 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is up $1.40 at $424 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday as the December contract advances 8 cents at $6.66 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its December contract turning around to add 3 cents at $3.80. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise, with Chicago December increasing 17 cents at $8.11. Kansas City December adds a dime at $8.78. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December bumps up a penny at $8.87.5. A reminder that the markets will be closed on Monday in Canada and the United States for Labor Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, September 2nd at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.